The budget the legislature passed back in June was only balanced because it assumed the state would find more than $600 million in Medicaid savings. A plan by the Department of Health Services would address about a third of that with one-time fixes. Mainly, it would delay payments that are supposed to go out in May all the way to July, so they get kicked ahead to the next budget. River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling took issue with that move at a meeting of the legislature's budget committee.
This program is like snowballing on us. In every budget, we have major holes, major shortfalls. At some point, we have got to realize that this program has to have a major overhaul.
Most of the cuts laid out by DHS would mean lower reimbursement rates to health care providers. Pharmacists would take an especially big hit, largely because the state would reimburse less for generic prescriptions. DHS Secretary Karen Timberlake defended that move to legislators.
This is not a time that we should be paying more for generic drugs than other states do in their Medicaid programs.
Other pieces of the department's plan look to save money by contracting with other states or by encouraging more preventative care to cut down on emergency room visits. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Pedro Colon told Timberlake that some of the changes look good, but he worries how they'll work at the neighborhood level.
Every time I hear of a radical reform here, it turns out into an actual headache at home.
The Medicaid budget shortfall is projected to get even bigger because enrollment has gone up much faster than the state planned for. But Wisconsin could get some help from Congress as part of a national health care bill. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.